Thanks so much. Because it's a relatively small group, before I just launch into a presentation, if I could ask people to take just a minute to say where you're from, and in particular, whether you have been to a number of delegate meetings, usually the annual business conference, or if this is your first time, that will help us, sort of just think about what level of explaining things. So I'll start. I'm Charlie H. I live in Virginia, which is near Washington, D.C., in the United States. I am still on the Board of Trustees, although that is coming to an end in really by the next ABC in the spring. And I am the Delegate Engagement Subcommittee Chair, which is why you are getting me as your official trainer tonight. So very happy people are with us. And I'm just going to go around the screen as I see it. Brad, if I could start with you.
Sure. Hey, I'm Brad. I'm Brad L and WSO, because there's also a Brad H. I do a bunch of things, but for WSO, but mostly I'm the IT manager. I've been to three or four ABCs.
Great, thanks. Oh, I'm sorry, I forgot to mention it after giving the instructions. I've been to every ABC since 2015, so I've been to something like seven or eight now, as well as some of the additional meetings we've been doing. Karen?
Hi, Karen from South Africa, and I am the Secretary of the Global Members Committee and serve within my local intergroup and home group. I have been to two, three, where am I now? Anyway, a few ABCs, all as delegates. Looking forward to seeing what the DBM, where are we?
QBM, quarterly business meeting, I think is what we're calling it.
Right? There we go. Thank you. Yeah. I'm still half asleep.
Hey, I too.
Oh, did you call me? Thank you.
Dead,
yeah. I've also heard of QDM,
yeah.
Quarterly delegate meeting. Anyway, hello, I'm Sue B., grateful adult child from Toronto, Canada, and I actually, as far as delegate, I was a delegate for 2 years for my intergroup. I was a delegate for 2 years for my meeting group. So that's 4 years. I started in 2017. And I am the chair for Global Members. I am the chair for publishing. And I am a board member and recently appointed or elected chair of the Board of Trustees. I think I captured them all. Anyway, thank you. Pleasure to be here.
Great. Thanks so much. So, Brian?
Brian, I'm in Thailand. And I don't know what positions. I'm not that big on positions anyway. I did the ABC for the 3 days. Oh, I can talk. See you soon. I'm free. I can talk now. I did the APC for the 3 days, and I'm going to join this one as well. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you and welcome. Regan? Regan, are you by your computer? Perhaps not.
I'm sorry. Hi, I'm Regan, an ACA. This week happens to be my 2 year anniversary in ACA. And it's been really incredibly transformationally healing, like nothing I've ever known. I've always done a lot of service. I had a couple home groups, and in ACA recovery, I've gain the ability to leave when it's time to leave. I help run a meeting that I'm the ABC delegate for. I was actually on the WSO meetings. meeting safety checklist subcommittee, but that Lincoln app Slack, which I detest, wouldn't behave on my phone or on my thing. So I had to quit, unfortunately, but I'm looking very much forward to it.
Okay. And is this your first sort of delegates meeting, or have you been to an ABC?
Oh, yes, it is. It is. Oh, okay. And I'm in East Foothills, San Jose, California.
Okay, glad fabulous. Fabulous. Thank you so much, Regan. Shangri-La?
Hi, everyone. I'm Shangri-La. I'm an ACA from India. Currently, fellowship is pretty young, although we've been around for some time. So I'm the chief servant, and I am whatever I need to be at any point of time, I try and fill in the roles. I have attended one ABC at the last one, but still trying to get my head around what goes on. I was more interested in the workshops last time. So that's what it was. Thank you.
Great. Thank you so much. And Lorna.
Hello, I am connecting from Cancun, Mexico, and I am Honduran. I know I always get that reaction. I am Honduran, and I have lived at Mexico for the last 5 years now, and I have been at ACA and recovery for the last 3 years, and I have been within my groups and also in service, but we have opened a new group and registered since September. So I am a newbie. This is going to be my first delegate training, my first ABC, and I'm looking forward to learning and getting engaged as much as I can. Thank you all. And thank you for your service.
Of course. Thank you so much. And very pleased that everybody's here tonight. I'm going to take a second to call up a PowerPoint that I'll be referring to as we talk tonight, but let me get the technology lined up. But very pleased, and also actually pleased that a number of you, this is actually your first time doing anything like this, because it's been my experience, the delegate gatherings have changed a lot. In the last 7-8 years since I've been involved, they've gotten bigger. We've had people from many more countries, which is reflected on tonight's call. And we've been doing them all virtually for the last 3 years since COVID. So there've been a lot of changes anyway. This is the very first time next week when we do a quarterly delegates meeting. Up until now, we've actually done these meetings just once a year in the spring. And because we are being asked to by the fellowship to look at more items of business, we actually voted in the spring to experiment with quarterly meetings. So in a sense, we are all kind of newcomers to this. It's an expansion of something we've already done, but we will be all kind of learning together as we go along. And so today's training agenda, we're going to do an overview of a quarterly business meeting, also known as a quarterly delegates meeting. How is it decided to try this, and what purpose do we think they might serve? Want to walk through the November 12th meeting agenda and procedure, just so everybody has a sense of the agenda, but especially those of you for whom it's the first time, to give you a sense as to what it is you'll be going to be experiencing. Starting this last spring, we really went to a process, especially in the spring, it's designed to allow us to do worldwide voting, but we have gone to a system of electronic polling that plays a very key role that I'll explain in terms of how we do our discussions and how we get to find out where the collective wisdom of the group is. I will invite you to consider participating in several studies that the ABC approved last spring. And then several times during the talk, we'll pause for questions. And I would say our experience this morning was kind of what I expect. people sometimes get shy about asking questions. My experience is that if the question occurs to you, it's probably occurred to at least one other person on the call. So when we get to these places of asking questions, just raise your digital hand. So no matter what I say, there's always something that's forgotten. So afterwards, and I posted the PDF of this on the 22 delegates Slack channel. But basically, we have a page, acaworldconvention.org. You can also go to our main website, adultchildren.org, and click on a link that will get you there. We will be sending emails to all registered delegates during the week leading up to next Saturday. And then lastly, for those who simply have no limit to their hunger for knowledge, we have our 70 or 80 page policy and procedures manual. And the rules regarding the ABC can be found there, but really and truly, probably it's best to just let yourself be guided by the chair during the meeting. So with that, before I get into specifically next week, I wanted to take a moment to just raise the question, why do we do delegate conferences at all? You know, I mean, certainly they take time, they take some work to get educated. And really, all of this dates back to increasingly close to 100 years of experience in the 12-step fellowship. AA was the very first fellowship. For many years, they went with just a board of directors, and we have a board of directors in ACA also. But they recognized as their fellowship was growing, they couldn't effectively serve the fellowship unless they got more input, you know, from the local group. So the conference is a chance for delegates who are chosen by meetings, by intergroups, by regions, to be their representatives. When everybody comes together, we have something called the 12 Concepts of Service. The conference is actually designated as the voice of the fellowship, even though, you know, oftentimes, you know, it can be 75, 100 people for our spring meetings. We had 75 voting delegates in July. Even though that's very few, considering that we have thousands of meetings, it is much bigger than just the board trying to figure things out on their own. And there, as I think you'll see next week, there's a power when people from so many different countries, so many different experiences, just begin to reason together about questions facing the fellowship. And also very importantly, the conference, according to the concepts, has the final decision on large matters of general policy and finance. So in a very real sense, even for those of you who are doing this the first time, and you may feel a little unsure and just trying to get your bearings, in a sense, you are the bosses when you meet as a conference. I would liken it, depending on the system of government you have in a particular country, this is kind of like our Congress or our parliament. You know, it's where people come together representing those who have chosen them to be there, but collectively, you know, setting the path on broad policies. And then a last role that delegates can play is just a communications link. The groups you're with, if there are any concerns you want represented, you can bring those to the attention of ACA World Service. Or things that happen at a conference you attend, you can communicate back to your meeting or your intergroup. So these are actually very, very significant roles. And I'm very appreciative of you not only registering to be there a week from now, but being here tonight. So why a quarterly meeting? The annual business conference has sort of suffered the complications of success in recent years. We used to, my very first one, we had maybe 25 delegates. But they've gotten bigger in recent years anyway, and particularly after COVID, when we went to all Zoom conferences, we've actually had as many as 130 delegates registered. And as more countries and more groups have gotten involved, more people have submitted ballot proposals for consideration by the conference. And so we've had bigger and bigger agendas. And there's been a recognition that our normal way of doing this, which was one 2-day meeting every spring, just could not cover all the ABC business. We were, you know, frantically whipping motions through. I think the feeling was people were getting tired. They didn't fully understand what they were voting on. And so the quarterly meeting allows us to spread the business over the course of the year. Another big consideration is that if delegates meet quarterly instead of just arriving once a year, they're more plugged in, there's more continuity, and it becomes possible to just stay more informed and to be able to provide more informed feedback. In other words, you can actually simply be a better informed delegate if you meet more often. And the idea of a quarterly meeting was approved at the 2022 ABC. Because we are still figuring it out, and because this is actually our very first true quarterly meeting where we're not just finishing off business from the spring, the whole idea of what we want to do with these quarterly meetings will be on the agenda next week. And it's going to be one of the important discussions, but the process is still very much in its early stages. This is just the motion that was approved in May to create quarterly meetings. And it said to schedule quarterly delegate meetings of 2 to 4 hours in July/August. We actually had a full day meeting in that then, November and February. And so we're doing a 4-hour meeting next week that starts 9 a.m. Eastern U.S. Ends at 1 p.m. Eastern time. And everybody has to sort of figure that out. So that's the basics before I get into process about the quarterly business meeting and what the conference is. So this is our first opportunity for questions. Does anybody have any questions at all about the introduction I've just given? And actually, let me ask you all a question. Does everybody here know how to raise a digital hand on Zoom? If you know how to, please raise your hand. And that looks good. And I see, Regan, you're using a thumb. And believe it or not, there's a difference between a hand and a thumb. So, and definitely a difference between a hand and a clap. So, Brad, do you know how to guide?
Yeah, for some sure. reason, it's not coming up on my reactions. Yeah.
Yeah, on your reactions, it should be at the bottom of it. It should say raise hand.
Okay, for technical issues like this, Regan, if you don't mind, could I ask you to stay on the call right at the end for a few minutes just so we can sort that out? Because that actually affects your ability to be recognized if you want to speak. So the digital, you can click your digital.
I do understand how it works. I'm just, I couldn't see it. The box was small. It didn't come up with the right.
Got it. Okay. That's a critical thing because the digital hand is essential to being recognized. Now, the other thing I want to double check, because we got some no's this morning. When I showed the resources earlier, one thing I mentioned was a delegate Slack channel on Slack. When I use the term Slack, is there anybody on the call who does not know what I'm talking about? Okay, seemingly you know. Is there anybody here who is not on the ACA World Service Slack account? Because that will also affect whether you're can get informed. Lorna,
I'm not. I don't like Slack at all.
It's totally optional as to whether you choose to be a part of it. The advantage in ACA is if you are on Slack, it will allow you to stay much more updated on things. So the two of you who do not currently, if you're not part of ACA Slack, if you would like to be, put your email in the chat room and Brad will get you an invitation to join. And of course,
Thank you. I will write my email, but I received a confirmation when I registered and it said that within the week they were going to send us the information. So I was awaiting. But if you can help me with that sooner, then I will be very thankful.
Okay. So we'll I think, is that the best bet for Lorna to put her email in the chat? If you can do that, Lorna, then we'll get you hooked up on Slack. Okay, there you go. Great. Thanks so much. Okay, so with that, any other questions about just sort of the what is the quarterly business meeting? Okay, so I will then reshare my screen, and we're going to go on to what is the agenda next week. It's really a five-part agenda. I would say compared to the spring meetings where we do a lot of debating of motions and voting on motions, I think it's fair to say we expect this is going to be more of a discussion, informational and discussion meeting, where we're going to be throwing some topics out and asking delegates to give feedback, guidance. So the first item is a completion of business from our July meeting. We ratified Dove H as a member of the Board of Trustees. We have a process that we may need to revise the timing and how we do it of minority opinion, which is to say, if anybody who did not vote for Dove's ratification wants a chance to speak to the delegates and say why they should reconsider ratifying her, then there'll be probably a few minutes for people to state that case. Then we'll ask a vote. I'm going to call on Brad in a second. We'll ask do a quick poll of delegates to see if they want to change their votes or do a second vote and sort of reevaluate. Brad, your hand is up.
Yeah, I think that's only for there were eight people that voted no. So
yeah.
Only those eight people will be able to
do that. Yeah. Then the second section actually revisits some things that we did in the spring meeting in 2022. We actually created a new committee, data analysis committee, as well as commission three studies. There was an ad hoc study group that, Brad, are you heading the name change one? Okay. One is an ad hoc study group as to whether to consider changing the name of Adult Children of Alcoholics to more formally in our corporate name include Dysfunctional Families as part of the title. We also have a long-term study about the future of the annual meetings. A lot of issues have been raised during the whole COVID era, both for the business conference and an annual world convention, which is more recovery workshops. And so there is a committee that has recently just started meeting, looking at that issue. There is there's an additional study group looking at two particular concepts, 2 and 6, that really get to sort of what is the status of the conference in the bigger scheme of things. I'm actually a member of that group. And then, as I mentioned, we have a data analysis committee that was just formed to sort of help us more effectively capture information through surveys. Brian, are you the head of the data analysis committee now?
I neither confirmed it or not, but yeah, that's me.
Okay. So we actually have several of these here. And so I'll actually cut to the chase. One of the things we will ask for next week is, because these are all still relatively new endeavors, that if as you hear descriptions of those committees, we will invite you, if you're interested, to join us and be a part of it. So that's one item on the agenda. The next two are going to be more extended discussions, and I think probably the heart of the meeting. As I've mentioned several times, this quarterly business meeting is something which I personally think has wonderful potential, but we've never done it before. So, anytime you have potential and you're doing something the first time, there's always a natural need to just get your bearings, get oriented, and come to agreement as to what we're trying to do here. One of the reasons we talked about this back in the spring was just simply the business at the spring meeting was too much. But I think there was also a sense that having quarterly meetings would allow delegates to stay more plugged into what ACA is doing, we would be able to get feedback more often. But because it is new, there's two different aspects of the this discussion. We'd like to put some questions out to delegates that touch on what kinds of business should we most be focused on at these quarterly meetings. You know, how might, you know, some structural questions like how should we go about setting the agenda for them? And also, we will begin to get opinion on what things people would like to focus on the February 2023 meeting. But I think a real bottom line question is the degree to how delegates see this being a valuable exercise that justifies the time we're investing. You know, in other words, if I'm going to come, what are experiences and discussions I would like to be a part of? That's, so we're sort of, this will be an opportunity for us to really begin thinking through the possibilities of the quarterly meeting. And then secondly, the finance committee is going to lead a presentation followed by a discussion. And I believe they may even have a motion they want to put forward on about the seventh tradition. And the seventh tradition is that ACA should be self-sustaining, self-supporting. And that's not just money, but also, you know, volunteering, you know, people volunteering to step in. And so there's just been a sense that, especially over the last few years, as everybody's been virtually, that it's become a little more challenging to, you know, get people to contribute money, not just to WSO, but to the meeting, to the intergroups. And also that it's been more challenging to get people to step up and service simply because we don't have a chance to just meet each other and talk to each other. So the presentation will talk about this from various directions. And we're just hoping to get a bigger discussion going among delegates as to what are some ideas people might have for bring some positive change in this area. So that's the agenda. For those of you who have not been through this before, we've gone through a lot of changes in the last few years, you know, in how we do the ABC debate discussion. It used to be we use something called Robert's Rules of Order, which is very much like what Congress uses in the United States. We have found in recent years, as more countries have taken part, many countries are not familiar with Roberts. It's very different from how group discussions are resolved. And so what we have done is we have created a process that really tries to give much more open space for essentially group conscience discussions, you know, where people have a minute and a half to weigh in, express their opinion on whatever the question is. We do give a little bit of extra time for anybody for whom English is not your first language, just to, you know, if it takes a little additional extra time to gather thoughts. But we really are still finding our way in this area. The OPPM notes that it's important that delegates experience a safe environment of openness, inclusion, unity, placing principles before personality. Our very earnest desire is that when people come, they feel safe to open their mouth and that they feel like they've had an opportunity to be heard. It does not mean there's always agreement. And in fact, sometimes you can actually get very vigorous disagreement. And so how we strike the balance between people having a chance to speak their mind, but doing it in a way that feels fair and safe is something we are still working towards. We have very much gotten away from the Roberts rules, which allow for things like call the question and, you know, move to postpone and all that thing kind of stuff, to really do a mix of open discussion and then using a process that Brad will describe, electronic polling, to help find out what the group conscience is. Because you might get five ideas about how to proceed, but once we start doing the polling, it becomes very evident that one or two of those ideas have a lot of support and others have much less support. So that's, it's also, I think, allowed us to get to group conscience with less conflict. And then, of course, we really try to adhere to the 12 traditions, and that oftentimes really translates to courtesy. Tradition one speaks of the common welfare and the need for unity. Again, not that we need to agree, but we need to be respectful. That there's one ultimate authority, a loving higher power, is expressed in our group conscience. Nobody, including members of the board like me, has any more authority during the conference than any other delegate. The only exception to that really is the chair and the parliamentarian who can sort of basically rule somebody out of order. But by and large, we're all on a very equal plane. And then lastly and critically, that we keep principles before personalities. Sue has often talked about this tremendous value. What can we each do individually? Bring our loving parent with us, to these meetings. If somebody says something that irritates us, maybe take a breath, let it go a little bit. But also, we do have some ways of dealing with it. We try to follow the spirit of the Big Red Book. Up on the screen, I have it here, where they talk about meetings and sort of business meetings at the meeting level. And they say, do established meetings have problems or conflicts? Sure. But at healthy meetings, members have learned to trust one another and to disagree without being disagreeable. And I think that's kind of the core of it. So if you feel like you're getting worked up, catch your breath. I personally find the mute button to be extremely handy if I'm about to say something I'm going to regret in 5 minutes. And then the other thing is, if you are sitting here, and this has happened, and somebody comes up and they seem to be pushing the boundaries, very negative, very accusatory, blaming, we have a couple of processes for asking for relief from that. The first is the point of order. This can be just when somebody thinks there's like a rules violation, like somebody's been allowed to talk too long or what have you, or talking off point. But also if you feel like somebody is really just excessively speaking in a way that kind of violates the spirit of the traditions, you can also raise that as a point of order. There's a similar related thing called a point of information. If something is going on in the discussion and you feel there's like a critical question either about process or about the content of the motion that's just not understandable, point of information is basically a way of saying, I don't understand this. Can somebody explain this for me? Now, even though my little
Charlie, you just muted yourself.
Sorry about that. Even though my little graphic has hands up, actually, in both cases, we do point of order and point of information by writing. What we do is, Brian, I'll call you in 1 second if you don't mind, if I can just get through this. Point of order, both of them work the same way, which is you go to the chat function. And here, for instance, I think if we do the chat function, we all can speak to each other. So I'm actually going to go and share this for a second. I can, yeah. Okay. So people, stop the share. Okay, so basically what happens is if everybody can see the chat function down on the bottom of your screen, if you click on there will be people who will be, indicating so-and-so taking point of order, so-and-so taking point of information. So on those, if you want to do a point of order, you submit it in writing, you spell out what your concern is, and then a volunteer will be on the other side. If they think there is an issue, particularly the point of order, they will relay that to a parliamentarian who will make a judgment on it and then relay it to the chair. We ask that people not directly contact the parliamentarian or the chair because it's very intense, and the odds are they simply won't see your request for help. So with that, Brian, let me circle back. You had your hand up a moment ago.
That was the issue with the meeting one, two, and then the third day. It was not clear if there was a question or a concern who to talk to. I think the third day, it was just assumed that everybody knew the rules. So they just like, yeah. I'd ask maybe to say it clearly at the beginning and maybe repeat it in a timely basis, just to remind everybody.
Okay.
That would be my suggestion.
Sounds good. And I think we can probably do a better job than I was doing just now of giving a demonstration of where you go in the chat, where you click. And Brad, your hand is up.
Yeah. So this year, Brian, I think we're going to have a POI in front of it for point of information. And then so when you go into the list of people, it'll be alphabetical, and then point of order will just be PO. And that their name. Okay.
I appreciate it. Yeah, because last time I got cut off, because at first I thought we were supposed to talk to the parliamentary. And then after the first day, they said, no. And then nobody would like respond. And I'd pick on Amber, because Amber was one of the person I know anyway from the orientations and stuff. And she was quite helpful all the way through it for me.
Right. We try to keep, thank you for that feedback. Because again, we will always sort of go into these with best intentions, but sometimes there's a disconnect. So again, that kind of feedback will help us be more alert. But I think that's worth our spelling out right at the beginning of the meeting, when we're going to go through an introductory explanation of some key points. Any other questions right now? Let me get back and see where we are. So actually, that covers it then for the process and discussion. There are some issues relating to electronic voting and other technical issues. So with that, I'm going to stop my screen share and turn it over to Brad.
Hey, hello. First thing we're going to go over is the naming convention we're going to do at the quarterly business conference. So if you look at my name and Charlie's name, you'll see you want to do your first name and your last initial, and then there'll be a comma, and then your group number. This will be your WSO number. If you don't know what it is, you can look it up on the adultchildren.org in the meeting search. And then there'll be a comma, and then you can put some sort of geographical thing. Like, for example, I put my state MD and then USA, but you know, Karen just has South Africa. So it's really just sort of up to you what you want to do with that. During the next week, you'll be getting two emails. One of them will be a Zoom invitation, because there's only one delegate per meeting. It's not just open for everybody to join with a normal Zoom link. So you are going to get a link in your email. Okay. And this is your email that you signed up for. Has anyone not signed up to be a delegate? Just raise your hand or your digital hand. Has anyone not signed up?
We need to sign up one more time, or is the first time still okay?
Oh, okay. Thanks for clarifying. Has anyone that was not a 2022 ABC delegate not signed up? You're automatically signed up for a 2022 ABC delegate. Well, all your information is at the same place, acaworldconvention.org. I'll put that in the chat, or maybe Charlie, maybe you could type it in for me, please. So the two emails you'll be getting is, the first one will be a Zoom email, and this will be coming directly from Zoom. This is an individual link just for you, okay? It can only let one person in, so don't share it with other people. So if I shared my link with Sue, and she used it, then I wouldn't be able to get in. It's just for you. The other link is from Election Buddy. Election Buddy is the tool we use for voting. Now, I'm going to end up showing a video on Election Buddy. It's actually the video from the 2022 ABC, so it's going to have some reference to that, but it's going to work the same way. So we'll go through and watch the video, and then we'll have a little vote ourselves here. Okay. Hello, fellow ACAs. This is Brad, your IT manager for WSO, and I wanted to review some of the election buddy voting for the third day of the ABC, which is going to start on July 23rd at 9 a.m. Eastern Time. This may be a review for a lot of you, but I thought I'd go through it anyway. Everyone's going to get an email just like this if you're the primary delegate. And when you come down here, it's going to have your link for Election Buddy, and it's going to have your access key and your password. Now, the difference for you is that your access key will probably be your WSO group number, and your password will be a random 5 digits. This is what you're going to be using for Election Buddy. There's two things you should know. One, when you get this email, we want you to read it through because it has some good information on it about the event, and we want you to go ahead and do this practice poll by clicking this link. I just clicked the link, and there is a practice poll here about favorite seasons. So I'm going to click that. Now, you notice that it started to fill it, autofill it with my password filler, so you may have to clear yours out. Mine was access key is web 100, and I'm going to type in the password it gave me. Now, where did I get this information? From the email. So go ahead and I'll click vote now, cancel my password thing, and it's going to do a practice poll for me, just asking me which one of the seasons I like best. So let's go ahead and I'll choose autumn. Now, I'm not done here. I'm going to click continue. Then I'm going to confirm it by seeing that I chose autumn, and then I can click submit. And now I'm actually ready, or actually my poll has been submitted. Now, when I'm going to be ready for the next poll, I always want to hit next vote. Now, during the ABC, you're going to, when we get there in the morning, when it comes to start talking about the tests, we're going to run another practice poll at that point. What we'll have everybody do is log into their Election Buddy account. Now, where do you get that? Remember, straight from the email that you have. You'll click the link, and then you can copy in your access key and your password. During all the polls during the day, as long as you don't close your Election Buddy screen, you shouldn't have to log in anymore. If you have any problems with polls not appearing, all you need to do is go ahead and refresh your screen. And remember, after you vote, click next vote. So just to summarize, before the ABC, we're going to do a practice poll. And when we get to the ABC, we'll all log into Election Buddy together, and we'll go through it one more time. So thanks so much for listening, and enjoy the ABC.
Okay, that was me telling everybody how you do it. And so what we're going to do here is we're going to do our own poll. Okay, so instead of sending out, hold on a second. Let me get the link for it. And one more second. Okay, I want to go to my. One more second. I didn't have it copied. Of course, it doesn't want to do it. So let me get the link. Hold on a second. I am going to be simulating an email, so one second. Okay, here we go. Okay, so I am putting a link in here. Don't click it yet. I know everybody wants to click it, but don't click it quite yet. So I'm not sending out an email now because some people's emails might take 2 minutes or 10 minutes. So we're going to pretend that you have an email. The access key for everybody is their first name, okay? As they spelled it in Zoom. So I'm going to take Karin here. Now, Karin's first name is Karin, not Karin T. And she also capitalized the K. Okay, so that's going to be her access key. And everybody's password is 1234. So we can go ahead and do that. So everybody has one except Sun. I think I think you just joined, didn't you? So go ahead, you use the link and click the poll, and everybody can go ahead and vote.
I'm sorry, I missed that last part. So Brad, I log in with my name, and the password is?
1234.
Okay, thank you.
Okay.
This is Lorna. I have a question. There's just one vote. It's just one practice, correct? There's no next vote.
That's right.
Okay,
we're just doing one. I'm just waiting for a few people to finish voting.
Brad, there's a note from Trey saying it is not working for them.
Okay. Trey, did you click the link?
I did. I clicked the link, went to the site, everything opened up. But when I typed in my name and then 1234, it said,
"Oh, Trey, it is totally my user error. You must have come after I typed this, and I'm sorry. You and Sun don't have it in there. I don't think I've voted. If you want to go, why don't you try Brad and see if that's available to vote."
Okay.
Okay, we're just waiting on a couple extra people. Shangri-La, waiting on you. Reagan and Sue.
Brad, I'm done.
Okay.
Yeah,
I voted and I got to the next page.
Great. Oh, the last three votes will not show as voted. That's right. Okay, very good. And Trey, did mine work, or what, was it already voted? I wasn't sure if I voted.
Yes, it worked. Thank you, Brad.
Yep. Honorary Brad. Okay, so let's go ahead.
And if I just may recap one thing, some are familiar, some I think are new to this. You should be looking for an email, I think, basically about 2 or 3 days in advance, Brad, that will sort of have that same sign-in function that we just simulated right now.
Exactly. And that same function, but it'll be just like the video. It won't be your name. It'll be your meeting number. And the password will be a random character, 4 or 5. I think it's actually 5, so forth. So I'll go ahead and close the vote now. All right. And we will do the results summary. So, and then that looks right. Share the screen. And then it said we had 4 votes tallied and 3 abstentions. Everybody voted for Autumn. So that voted for Autumn. So I love it. Okay. So, that's how it works. It's really as easy as that. There's nothing more to it. The only time that people get in trouble with this voting is if they forget to click next vote, because then it won't show the next vote. And the only other thing is if you may need to refresh your screen to get your vote to, and that's just refresh your browser. Any technical questions? All right, wonderful.
My mute button is kind of not working. Anyways, I just wanted to request, if at all possible, Brad, could you make make those pages that you're showing us larger, magnify it a bit more for us some blinder old gals?
When you see it on QBC day, on the quarterly conference?
Well, no, just the pages you've been sharing, for instance, the email and what would be in it. I can't see that small even with glasses.
Okay. So next time I do this, I can try to make those a little bit bigger. But the advantage is it's going to be your email you're getting and you're voting, so you'll be able to magnify them as much as you want on your computer.
Oh, certainly. Yeah. Thanks.
Brian.
May I request, when we open up a vote, can you have a formal format and reread the proposal, reread what you're doing, and then very formally say that the proposal is now open? On the third day, I had a lot of difficulties because I apologize, but it's like 3 o'clock in the morning and I'd hear like, it's open. And I wouldn't be sure if I heard it or didn't hear it, or I didn't know what it was talking about. And one of the votes, you remember, you opened it up, but you forgot to push the button or something.
Yeah.
And I really panicked. Like, I can't get in. And about three or four other people messaged me and said, yeah, they had the same sort of thing. So if we could do a real formal one to make sure that I'm voting on what and what's the topic. And I know it's and that one we were trying to rush, trying to get it done as quick as possible. I'd appreciate if we could do that this time. Thanks.
Yeah, I think that's the plan. I think that's exactly the plan. Okay, Charlie, back to you.
Thank you. And actually, I appreciate comments like Brian's right now, because all this is new. And actually, honestly, we've used it for the first time in May, and I don't think we were sure it would work at all. So it was thrilling when it was not a total horrible failure that forced us all to resign in disgrace. Actually, within an hour, you could see everybody was getting the hang of it. But nonetheless, like all of these procedures, they get better through practice. So I think what you suggested, Brian, is a definite improvement on, sort of from where we would have done our very first time out. So, and by the way, we're getting near the end of the training. Like every meeting I run, this one's running a little bit long, and I apologize for that. But if you still have questions, even after the final round, or there's some technical thing you want advice on, please feel free to stay on. We'll basically say we're done, but if anybody wants any additional help or has an additional question, please feel free to stay with us. So I'm going to just see where I am in the agenda. We've gone through questions on the agenda and the process. And so lastly, as I mentioned, the ABC did approve several new committees or studies. If you are interested in participating in any of these, you can send a note to our 2022 delegates Slack channel and just ask for more information and somebody will get back to you. We will renew this invitation next Saturday after we've talked about the status of these committees and studies a little more closely. So it might be easier then. And then lastly, what can you do to be ready for November 12th? One is simply keep checking your email, look for things that either are coming from ACA World Service or from Election Buddy, which is the name of the voting process that Brad just demonstrated. We've had a couple of new people come in since the call, Trey and Sun particularly. So I'm going to check with you guys. Do both of you have, if I say Slack, do both of you know what I'm talking about? Or perhaps do you guys not have access to our Slack channel?
I do know what Slack is. I'm familiar with it. Yeah. I actually sent a test message today because I haven't seen a lot of activity. So okay. I don't know if I've signed up correctly.
Okay. Trey, if you could I ask you to stay on the call just for 1 or 2 minutes after we're done with Brad, and we can sort of check out your status there. The advantage of being in Slack is it just allows you to access flows of information and communications in much more real time and sort of stay current with any last information about the meeting. Certainly, as people have been doing, ask questions. And then I would just lastly say, particularly for those of you like Brian was just describing, who are up at very almost cruel hours to be, you know, taking part in this, get rest and also have a self-care plan, you know, during the meeting. You know, we will have some breaks built into the schedule, but make sure you have food and, water, whatever, at close hand, and just, you know, just be ready to pace yourself. It's a 4-hour meeting. It will be more discussion oriented. We will probably do some polling formally on some of the questions we'll be raising. So it'll be a little less intense than the spring meetings, but nonetheless, you know, 4 hours is still 4 hours. And then lastly, I'm just flashing the same resources I showed before. The acaworldconvention.org page has all kinds of resources relating to next week's meeting. You can also come to our adultchildren.org site and just click on a link there to get to this World Convention page. The delegate Slack channel, I've mentioned 22 delegate Slack channel. If you're not in Slack and don't mind using Slack, I really would encourage you to put your email on the channel or talk to Brad right at the end of the meeting so we can get you listed. And then lastly, as has been mentioned, there'll be several emails going out to the delegates in the next week. So just be checking your email for things either from ACA World Service or from Election Buddy. And then lastly, the OPPMR policy manual has information. So that concludes the presentation, except for a few questions. So I'm going to call on you in a second, Regan. I want to close myself by saying again how extraordinarily important it is, the time you are giving to take part next week. I mean, I'm looking at the screen right now, and I see people from at least 6 different countries on this call. And we are a world fellowship, and we are a growing fellowship everywhere. But for ACA World Service to serve that fellowship, there really is no replacement for having delegates just coming from literally around the world together to talk about service, what our needs are, what our priorities are. So again, I want to thank all of you for participating. Sue, if I could call on you. Sue is our board chair and also has been chair of our global committee. So if there's anything you would like to share before we take last questions.
No, I just would like to say thank you so much for volunteering. It, as Charlie said, you have no idea how important this is. And sometimes we think, oh, our one voice doesn't matter. Oh, somebody else will do it. And we need all these different voices, and we're evolving and we're growing at such an exponential rate. So we need everyone together, but pace yourself, only do what really calls your heart. And when I went to my first ABC, I didn't know anything, and I didn't talk for the first part of it. And it was only near the end that I said one thing. So even listening and not speaking is so valuable. So thank you.
Yeah. Thank you so much. At this point, I'm going to call on Regan in a second. If anybody else has any last questions, now is the moment to. And Brian, yes, we'll be here for a couple of minutes after we close down. So yes, we can talk to you. So I'm going to call on Regan Shangri-La, basically by 11:10, I will formally wrap up this training. And again, thank you so much for taking the time to join this. If anybody has any additional questions, we'll still stay here afterwards. Regan, you have a question?
Actually, thank you. I just wanted to make a suggestion about, how you're saying how it's forming, we're kind of finding our feet, our footing in this one, but, commitment to service in, I think it's right around page 600 in the Big Red Book, that's a great thing to read through to set each fellow traveler in a good space for participating and remembering what it means to do service. I just wanted to throw that out there.
It's a great suggestion, Regan. Actually, Sue regularly has this reading commitment to service on most of our meetings, and I think it may actually be one of the first things read next week.
Awesome.
It's a really great suggestion. Shangri-La, your hand is up.
Yeah, so I was registered as an alternate delegate the last time. Do I need to register as the delegate this time around?
Brad?
Because I remember the delegate proper could not attend the meeting, and therefore I attended as an alternate. I attended the third day, but I'm just going to check whether I need to register as a delegate now.
No, Shangri-La, I think you actually already filled out a change form. Didn't you not?
Yes, that change form was filled out because of the third day. So does that carry through?
Yeah. So you were already the delegate for the third day.
Yes.
So that means you automatically carry over. Unless something changes, like you no longer have access to that email or something like that, you can fill in a change form. But you're all set. I've actually seen your registration there.
Okay. Thank you, Brad. Thank you, Charlie, and thank you all for this. The refresher is really good, and glad to be here.
I'm so glad you joined us. With that, I'm sorry, Rob, to sort of call you up by name at the end, but you came in after the call had started. Do you have any questions, or do you feel like you were able to get the gist of what we're talking about here?
No, I get the gist. I'm obviously in the learning phase, so I'm really great at listening at this point. So Please carry on.
And actually, if I can say one thing, I think the trainings are valuable, but I would say probably the shared history of most of us is the first time we really came to an ABC, or in this case, a quarterly meeting. It just seems to come at you kind of fast, until you've been there a while and it slows down. Don't worry about it at all, And we will, we were talking about that earlier. The plan, as I understand it, is there'll be limited people you can reach by the chat function during the business session so that everybody can focus on listening to speaking. But my understanding is they'll be opening it up in between, like during the break. So if you have questions, you can put out a call, for help. But I will say for myself, on the one hand, while it was a little bewildering the first time I was in an ABC, it was also really exciting. And that was a much smaller meeting back in 2015, where we had 25 delegates. Over the years, to actually literally see people coming around the world, as actually has happened tonight, it really has put a whole new face on us being a World Service Organization. And so I'm hoping people feel just some of the excitement that I know many of us who've been on the ABCs felt once we sort of got our bearings and got used to it. So with that, I think we're ready to wrap up on the formal meeting. Is there anybody who would like to lead us in a closing moment of silence, followed by the serenity prayer of your choice?
I can do that, Brad. I'm Shangri-La, yeah?
Okay, Shangri-La, thank you so much. And in language of your choice, too, that'd be great.
Thank you. Just taking a deep breath in. And I'm English today morning, so I'm going to say the prayer in English. Harpan, grant me the serenity to accept the people I cannot change, the courage to change the one I can, and the wisdom
to know
that's me. Thank you.
Okay. Again, for those who are dropping off now, thank you so much for joining us. Look forward to seeing you next Saturday. And if you want to stay on for a few minutes, a few of us will stay here with you. So again, thanks so much. Have a great rest of your night or day, depending where you're calling in from.
Thank you, Charlie, Brad, and Sue. And thanks everybody for showing up. It's so exciting. Service has always turbocharged my recovery, and I can't imagine what a convention will do.
Thanks so much for joining us, Regan. Look forward to seeing you next week.
Oh, me too, you guys. Okay, take care. Thanks. That was awesome.
Great. Thank you.
Thanks, everyone. Take
Lorna,
care.
Lorna, thanks so much. Have a good night.
Bye.
Thanks, Charlie.
Thanks,
everyone. Take care.
Bye-bye. Bye.
Bye.
Rob, take care, son.
Take care.
So I think Trey is still on and might have had a question about Slack.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's good.
Yes, I am. I just sent a test message on the ACA-WSO Slack channel.
Okay. So.
Who'd you send that message to?
I just went into home and I selected ACA-WSO channel. And I sent a test message. So I don't know if this is the correct channel. That might be my problem.
I'm not sure you're on the right Slack. Could you put your email in the chat to me?
Sure.
So I can search for you.
And Brad's our IT extraordinaire.
Yes.
Thank you, Brad.
Yeah, I'm not seeing your name in there. So let me just double check that for you. So, Trey, you're not in the right Slack.
Okay.
I just sent you an email, an invitation that'll be coming from Slack to your email. If you could go in there, if it's not there, just give it a minute and follow that link, and that's where you want to go.
I just received it.
Right on. I love it when the emails go quick.
All right, I got it here. It says you're in. Welcome to Slack.
Right.
Woohoo! Congratulations.
now I see people. Okay, thank you.
All right.
Yeah, that's better.
And let me ask you one question, Trey. I'm glad I asked you to stay on just for this. Are you able to access a channel called 2022 Delegates, or do we need to add Trey to that channel?
I can search.
Yeah. I guess you may need to register, and get your sign in.
It's already, she should be in that channel.
Okay, great.
Okay.
You can see her.
Yep, right on.
Okay. Excellent.
Thank you, everyone. Y'all have
Thanks
a good
so much.
Night.
Have a great night, Trey. Thanks for joining us.
Take care.
Right.
So I just realized we're not on daylight savings down here. So my 10 o'clock is your 11 o'clock after changes. So that's where my confusion was on the meet.
No worries.
So, I got it. Yeah.
Yeah.
And everything finishes tomorrow, like when the daylight savings ends, and then we got to reconstitute all the different times again.
Now, yes. we will, Rob, if you want to see the whole training, we've been recording this. In fact, we can probably close the recording in a second. But basically, we will post the recording on the delegate channel. So, and
okay, awesome.
So if you want to see the whole thing.
Charlie, I'm thinking, Brad, can you put the website in the chat for Rob so he can pick it up?
Yeah, of course.
And I think that would give you a wealth of information for the resources and passwords.
Yeah, and also similarly, the on the 2022 delegate channel, I posted a PDF of this PowerPoint also. So
now, Rob, are you registered as a delegate this time, or are you just coming in as an observer? Because you can register as an observer.
I believe I've been anointed the delegate for Central and South.
Fantastic. So if you, and have you registered as a delegate yet? Because you can register on that same website.
I don't believe so.
Okay.
You'll need a WSO registration number.
Yeah. So Rob, this page that I just sent on the chat, if you go there, or you can just go to the adultchildren.org website and there'll be a link to the same page, but if you can go there, there's a portal that allows you to register as a delegate.
Okay. Got it.
I'm gonna stop the recording. Okay.
Please, thanks.
Good. Next question, Rob, is